local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
The cold temps continue. High today just around 51. Right now, 39 at our studios. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department not working any new accidents. State troopers still heading to Wilmer Georgetown Road near the construction at the new 158. That's an accident without injury. Steady ride so far as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway with no new wrecks in the roadways. Great lasting family holiday memories by traveling to the Gulf Coast Premier Christmas Tree Farm. It's Fish River Christmas Tree Farm in Silver Hill, Alabama. A 40-acre farm with thousands of trees to choose from. FishRiverTrees.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy today, will be chilly with temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. Outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. Yeah, cloudy start to your Monday, 39, heading for that high in the 50s. Full weather discussion with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up around 7:35. Right now, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, sir. Good Monday morning, everyone. We begin in Biola-Battery this morning as police have made an arrest connected to two recent robberies. Police arrested 30-year-old N. Chim on first-degree robbery charges. Police say Chim robbed the Value Express convenience store back on November the 15th, 2 days after robbing a Subway restaurant. He was arrested last Friday, according to jail records, and was being held at the Mobile County Metro Jail. Two people very thankful to be alive this morning after the U.S. Coast Guard rescues them Saturday night after their boat capsized. A boat crew from the Coast Guard station Pascagoula located the two survivors, one clinging to the hull of the capsized 12-foot aluminum skiff, and the other was in the water. Both survivors, thankfully, were wearing their life jackets. They were transported to Station Pascagoula in good health, and the U.S. Coast Guard says that, yes, they did use a helicopter and boat in this search. If you know someone who attended Virginia College, here's a bit of good news that they could surely use, as Shoe Station says they are now inviting Virginia College students and staff to apply for retail positions in their 21 stores throughout the Southeast. Last week, we told you the Education Corps of America, well, that they're closing more than 70 Virginia College locations in several states, which impact us here in our listening area. Virginia College's closure affects many in the five states where Shoe Station has large locations, and we're talking about Alabama, Louisiana, Florida, and Mississippi. So they say they welcome the hardworking and motivated former students and staff of Virginia College. If you're interested and you want to apply for a sales or management position, email hiring@shoestation.com. That's hiring@shoestation.com. Next time we chit-chat, going to tell you about a Grinch who was arrested for what he told children. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, Kelly, and then from the world of maybe not so important news. Yeah, Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in November, so last month, that Louisiana can enforce a new minimum age requirement to work as an exotic dancer, which I've got the exotic thing is, you know, exotic by definition is something that's foreign. I pretty much think that that's normal stuff that they have, but that's a whole discussion for another day. Stormy Daniels joined a group of women protesting a state law aimed at raising the age from 18 to 22 to drop your clothes. This happened in Baton Rouge. More than 50 protesters gathered holding signs that read, "Save our strippers," that would be SOS, and "My body, my right."
Mm-hmm. I also saw Stripping Saved My Life.
Yeah, Stripping Saved My Life. I saw some of them I couldn't read on air as well.
This is making for a great morning commute conversation with the children in the car.
That's right. That's because they're leaving for school too early. According to WAFB-TV out of Baton Rouge, the law authored by Senator Ronnie Johns from Lake Charles passed the legislature unanimously in 2016, but held up in court challenges. Lawsuit claimed it was too vague and infringed on strippers' First Amendment rights to expression. Federal judge ruled the state could begin enforcing the law as of November. They were protesting there in Baton Rouge over the weekend. So there you go, the latest from the exotic news front.
In this story, do you ask what were they wearing?
I didn't because I saw they had the video. It's cold out. So now 21. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock.
You're getting cold in your story.
We'll be right back.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A body is found near a boat ramp in Santa Rosa County. The discovery was made in Jay Sunday afternoon near the Terrell Landing boat ramp. We're told the victim is an adult woman. Her identity has not yet been confirmed. An Alabama mother accused of killing her baby and putting the baby's body in a hotel freezer is now asking for a lower bond. 36-year-old Amanda Oak says she was high on drugs when her baby died. Her bond is currently set at $400,000. Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa finished second in the Heisman race with the most points ever for a Heisman runner-up. The trophy went to Oklahoma quarterback Kyler Murray. Tua will face Kyler again later this month. Alabama and Oklahoma meeting for the Orange Bowl playoff game December 29th. Freezing temperatures are making a return. Several shelters are opening in our area, including the Salvation Army in Mobile, which opens anytime the temperature drops below 40. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise and this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 7:13 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Heisman Trophy was awarded Saturday night, and for the second straight year, an Oklahoma Sooners quarterback was the winner.
The 2018 Heisman Trophy is awarded to Kyler Murray of Oklahoma University.
Murray beat out Alabama's Tua Tagovailoa and Ohio State's Dwayne Haskins for the award.
I've worked my whole life to fulfill my goals, and but at the same time, I know there's a higher power looking down on me. He enables me to do all things, and for that I'm grateful for the many blessings that God has blessed me with.
Murray won the Heisman with 517 first place votes and 2,167 total points. Tagovailoa was the runner-up. He got 299 first place votes and 1,871 points. It's the most ever for a Heisman runner-up. He was followed by Haskins and his 783 points.
Who gives that? The person we heard there, I didn't watch it. Lord, right. Heisman or whatever his name is.
he's a trustee, and I don't know what that entails. I imagine giving lots of money to the Heisman you know, group there. But he came up onto the stage and at the very end of the program, which, by the way, an hour-long program that should not be longer than 30 minutes.
Preach.
I flipped back and forth, and I was like, are they going to give it now? Are they going to give it now? Okay. So they need to shorten that. And then get someone on the stage, trustee or not, someone that can pronounce the names of the of the people that are up for the award.
Or somebody who sounds like, I mean, I hate to be this way. No, I don't. Who sounds like, you know, an American college football fan.
Yes.
Not Lord Heisman.
Yeah, no. You know, if he was giving a Premier League award in Europe, that would have fit.
Grey Poupon.
But he did not know Tua Tagovailoa's name. And he said, I'm sorry if I just butchered that. Well, you should have been working on that about 3 weeks ago.
Right. You had a narrow list to study there, Your Majesty.
Right.
Now, it was Heisman. It was Tagovailoa's Heisman for most of the season. It seemed like it was his to lose. He had one bad game, and that was against Georgia in the SEC championship game. That's when Tua was fighting through some injuries, went 10 for 25 for 164 yards, one touchdown, and two interceptions. Murray, he ended the regular season with the highest quarterback rating in the FBS, the second highest completion percentage, second most passing touchdowns, and the third most passing yards. Now Oklahoma's produced seven Heisman winners since the award's inception back in 1935, and the Sooners are tied for that award with Notre Dame and Ohio State for the most all time. Tua and the Tide will have their chance to get revenge on Murray and the Sooners, though. The two teams will meet in the Orange Bowl on December 29th for the right to play in the College Football Playoff Championship game. There was one FBS game played on Saturday as Army beat Navy 17-10, winning its third straight game against their rival Midshipmen and its second consecutive Commander-in-Chief's trophy. Army put together an 82-yard touchdown drive on the opening possession, then controlled most of the game from that point on as Navy's offense struggled to find success. Navy's season ends with a 3-10 record, while the Army Black Knights are now 10-2 and headed to the Armed Forces Bowl to take on Houston on December 22nd. The Auburn Tigers announced their next offensive coordinator late on Sunday night. The Tigers announced they've hired Memphis offensive coordinator Kenny Dillingham to the same position. The 29-year-old replaces Chip Lindsey, who recently left Auburn to become the offensive coordinator at Kansas. According to the news release, Auburn head coach Gus Malzahn will be the team's primary offensive play caller in 2019, although both Dillingham and co-offensive coordinator Cody Burns will be involved. Dillingham has spent the past three seasons at Memphis. He was elevated to offensive coordinator this year. Some positive news for South Alabama football fans came out on Friday. AL.com reported that the University of South Alabama trustees have authorized a $75 million bond issue to pay for construction of the campus stadium. The measure was recommended for approval by the Board of Trustees Budget and Finance Committee, and the full board approved it on Friday. And the high school football season ended on Friday in Auburn as the Super 7 wrapped up. To start on Friday, the UMS Wright Bulldogs shut out Deschler 52-0 to win the Class 4A state championship. The Bulldogs have now won back-to-back 4A titles and eight state titles in school history. In 2A, Fife beat Luverne 21-19, and in 6A on Friday, Saraland fell to Pinson Valley 26-17. Earlier in the week, Central Phoenix City won the 7A title, Mars Hill won the 1A championship, Flomaton won the 3A state title, and Central Clay County beat Vigor by 1 point to win 5A. 7:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
If you gave money or property to someone as a gift this year, you might owe a federal gift tax. Many gifts are not subject to the gift tax. Some examples are gifts made to a spouse or a charity. The value does not exceed the annual exclusion of $15,000. Tuition or medical expenses paid directly to an institution for someone, or gifts to a political organization. You and your spouse can gift up to $30,000 $1,000 to a third party without making it taxable. One half of the gift can be made by you and one half made by your spouse, though you must file a gift tax return to show that you and your spouse agreed to use gift splitting even when the value is less than the annual exclusion. You do not have to file a gift tax return on gifts made to political organizations or when paying someone's tuition or medical expenses.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy today. Will be chilly with temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. No complaints so far. If you're traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway, heaviest traffic now at Snow and Moffett Road, right by Sims Middle School and also Mary G. Montgomery High School. Finding the delays from Airport, Dolphin, and Moffett, the regular backups as well. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 721 FM Talk 106.5, online at fmtalk1065.com. Also, check us out on Facebook. You see some video and pictures from our charity bartender event last week at Fairhope Brewing Company, raising money for Wilbur Hall. Thanks to all y'all that came out. And also, I put the How It's Made on my Twitter feed
Love
over the
it.
Weekend. How It's, remember, that's a show. That's a show that if I ever get to watch TV, which is rare, I watch How It's Made. I love that show.
It's
By
an
way,
awesome show.
Google How It's Made on Bacon. It's a fascinating. Yeah, no, you gotta see. It's fascinating, the story of bacon. But I did the How It's Made for the Crowler. Kelly had so many great pictures up of us pouring and interacting with folks. You can check that out on our Facebook page, our Instagram page as well. And remember, everything, the clearinghouse for all things FM Talk 106.5, our website, fmtalk1065.com. 7:22, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
I like that. But gentle reminder to follow us on Instagram and Twitter as well. How about you drop that Twitter
At FM Talk 106.5.
That's your handle, yeah. How about you, Dalton?
I am at Dalton Orwig.
And you are hiding in plain sight at...
at Kelly K2K Finley.
There you go.
And on that note, let's start in Montgomery, all right, as help is on the way for all 42 district attorneys in Alabama. Thanks to a new grant, that help will be in the form of at least one full-time certified officer to assist crime victims and their families. This is a $6.3 million federal grant. It goes to the Alabama Office of Prosecution Services, and that will enable them to hire 88 victim services officers across our state. So as of right now, there's only about 25 to 30 victim services officers across the state. So you can understand why this is a big deal when it comes to those who need assistance. Barry Mattson, he is the executive director of the Office of Prosecution Services, says that the victim services officers would be allocated based on caseloads and other factors, and this funding would cover the cost of a computer and cell phone for each officer to help make them accessible to victims. And all this funding covers 1 year of services. All right, here's a story I promised to tell you about. This is so mean. It's so mean that I had to ask for some theme music just to help you understand how mean this really is.
You're a mean one, Mr.
Okay,
Grinch.
Whether or not you believe that there is such a thing as Santa Claus, it is not up to you to tell other people's children, especially during breakfast with Santa.
Oh, no.
Protesters outside of a church in Texas, that's where breakfast with Santa was being served, were yelling that Santa was not real. So once police responded, everyone stopped except one person, 31-year-old Aaron Urbanski. He's been charged with criminal trespassing for demonstrating outside of the church. So, the other two, I should say, he refused to leave the property, and that's why he got in trouble. The mayor of this town said that they had to increase security for their Sunday night Christmas parade because of this. And as if that weren't bad enough, last week, a substitute teacher in New Jersey was dismissed after she told a group of first graders that not only is Santa not real, the Easter Bunny's not real, leprechauns aren't real, and other creatures not real. The substitute teacher, who has not been named, well, she worked in New Jersey in the Montville school system, and as you can
Past
imagine,
tense.
Yeah. As you can imagine, parents and grandparents took to social media to let her know how they feel about her and her stance. It's not your job to tell other people's children your thoughts on Santa Claus. Just saying. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
All right, 7:25, FM Talk 106. You know, often it's people that have some kind of major, like, some beef with, they're coming from it from agnostic or atheist place or something like that, and they mm-hmm. want to ruin everything. You know, listen, have your free speech. Yeah, but leave our kids out of it. I mean, you know.
And make a beeline for breakfast with Santa?
Yeah. Here's another one here. So an elementary school principal in Nebraska has now banned candy canes because she says, quote, the shape is a J for Jesus, and the red is the blood of Christ. A woman named Jennifer Sinclair, principal at Manchester Elementary School in Elkhorn, Nebraska, and she recently sent out a memo to staff about what is and what is not acceptable mm-hmm. at school during the holiday season. Basically, her goal was to remove anything with a religious theme, and that included candy canes. Why? Wow. Quote, says, historically, the shape J is for Jesus. The red is the blood of Christ, and the white is a symbol of his resurrection, end quote. Now, I'm not sure if that she still has a job, but she is banning candy canes there from the school. I guess if you're going to live the letter of the law there on this separation, there you go. So if we are going to live the letter of the law, why don't we just do away with the vacation? Right? Right? Even those that get out there and say, well, you know, what we'll do is we'll call this a winter break and mm-hmm. not, you know, Christmas mm-hmm. vacation. Mm-hmm. What's the reasoning for winter break? Why is it then? It's barely into winter.
The reason for the season.
Right. If it's going to be a winter break, you would stack it maybe in February or something like that, right? If you're going to move it through the winter starts this week, right? And mm-hmm. Or this week, or it's the 20th. I think the 20th winter starts. So you never put the break in the middle of it. If it's mm-hmm. a break from it, then mm-hmm. it should be in February. So why now? So, I mean, if she's going to ban one thing, then why not ban the whole thing? Why not just move the break to February? We're all going to wear, unitards, you know, the same color. Everything will be the same. We will all look the same. We all have the numbers for names and all those things. That'll be great. That sounds fantastic.
That brings up the discussion, if you don't believe in something, should you be able to enjoy that something? So it, let's say she's got an issue with church and, mm-hmm. and Jesus and mm-hmm. and the good Lord and Merry Christmas. Well, then you go to work for those 2 weeks. If you don't believe in it.
What gives?
Right.
Is that really what the candy cane is? Is a J for Jesus? Is that really the truth? Or is that... I've never heard of that in my life.
Yeah, there's truth to that. And we also can say it looks like a shepherd's staff, mm-hmm. you know, shepherd mm-hmm. leading his flock, those kind of things. Yeah, that definitely has religious significance.
Or good for the Christmas tree to hang on.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. let's go down the list of things that people are enjoying in society. I mean, I guess she's going to stop spending the money too, right?
And give back that Christmas bonus.
Yeah, there's that too as well. Hey, let's talk about the positive side. I saw this story. DeMarcus Cousins treating 100 Mobile kids to a shopping spree.
Boogie.
Yeah, Boogie's doing good work. Golden State Warrior Mobile native DeMarcus Cousins brought Christmas cheer as Santa Cuz with the holiday shopping spree for 100 local youth on Saturday. Each child was chosen from 5 local elementary schools to take part. All received the Puma Jet, Puma duffel bag, Puma backpack, Puma wardrobe, and then ticket to Target, where volunteers helped the kids spend their $200 gift card on whatever else they wanted.
Awesome.
That would be an story.
Yeah, it is. Volunteers helping the kids. I hope they're good volunteers. While you're at it, why don't you pick up this throw pillow? I'll take that on.
And a big week for DeMarcus. He gets to practice coming off an Achilles injury. He's back in action. So he should be playing basketball here in the next couple weeks.
Full-time boogie. Good stuff. 7:29, we check in with Dr. Bill coming up, and News 5 is on the way next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Freezing temperatures are making a return. Several shelters are opening in our area. In Mobile, the Salvation Army opens anytime the temperature drops below 40 degrees. In Escambia County, the Ensley First Baptist Church is open to women and children. In Santa Rosa County, a shelter for the homeless or heatless will be open at Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton. Police in Pritchard are investigating a homicide that happened over the weekend. 30-year-old Jamal Chambers was shot to death on Morrell Avenue on Friday. Investigators have not released any information about a suspect. Heisman Trophy winner Kyler Murray is apologizing for tweets that came to light just hours after winning the prestigious prize. The tweets were posted when Murray was 14 and 15 years old and included a derogatory reference to LGBTQ. The Oklahoma quarterback edged out Alabama's Tua Tagovailoa for the Heisman. Mississippi authorities are looking for a man who escaped police custody while shackled and handcuffed. 56-year-old Todd Moody took off in a prison van in Madison, Mississippi. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Wrap up savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Matching rebates up to $400 on all Browning Pro Steel safes in stock. The right Browning safe at the right price till December 31st at Mike Ward's. Just look for the giant yellow safe at I-65 and Moffitt in Mobile. Waiting to buy a Liberty safe from Ward's? Well, now's the time to purchase with 0% interest for 18 months with approved credit. Take advantage of this offer through December 31st. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffitt Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
An orderly succession to the position of President Trump's chief of staff has fallen through, with the president's top choice to replace the departing John Kelly, vice presidential chief of staff Nick Ayers, turning down the job.
Ayers and Trump had discussed the prospect of Pence's chief of staff replacing Kelly, but Ayers wanted to do it on a temporary basis, and the president wanted a two-year commitment from Ayers.
Correspondent Sarah Westwood at the White House. The president's shortlist now said to have four names on it, including GOP Congressman Mark Meadows. Forecasters say the snow that began late Saturday could last through today in the southeast, with the heaviest snow in northwest North Carolina and southern Virginia. Residents are told to stay home if possible. British Prime Minister Theresa May will make an emergency statement to Parliament about Brexit amid reports that a crucial vote on her EU divorce deal will be postponed. Stock futures have been making gains on Wall Street, erasing earlier losses an hour to the opening bell, now showing some gains for the morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. GM is looking to get out of running some of its car-making plants in Ohio, but it's also trying to hold on to a valuable tax credit for electric vehicles. And that's causing friction between the automaker and President Trump and some Republicans. The nation's largest automaker says it needs the $7,500 tax incentive for buyers to stay in place as it makes the transition from building internal combustion engines to crafting cars powered by batteries or hydrogen fuel cells. Yet the company's plan to idle workers and close plants could kill GM's effort to keep the incentives. Nissan says it is taking extremely seriously charges it made against its former chairman, Carlos Ghosn, and another executive. The automaker issued the statement today after it, Ghosn, and Greg Kelly were indicted on charges of violating the Japan Financial Instruments and Exchange Act by allegedly making false disclosures in annual securities reports. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open. That's Your Money Now.
You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state. Unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices help them become a leader in industries that range from agriculture and cybersecurity to aerospace and advanced manufacturing. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years.
He was in big trouble.
We're going to take your house, garnish your pay.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm, and rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau.
I don't owe the IRS anymore. It was because of Optima Tax.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-682-9964. 800-682-9964.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value? is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 735, FM Talk 106.5. The big national story, of course, is the snow in the Appalachians and into the coastal areas, some places in North Carolina. Of course, for us, it was in the form of rain, Dr. Bill, and we got a bunch of it.
Yeah, in the Carolinas, it's not going to be any fun with rush hour this morning. If the snow and ice, freezing rain, they got the works up there. That storm is now off the North Carolina coast, but the cloud cover is swirling all the way back over Alabama and into our area. But we're going to see an improvement as the day progresses, and it will become partly cloudy. It looks like temperatures will be on the cool side today. Only 52 for a high, and the normal high temperature this time of the year is up in the mid-60s, so we'll be way below normal as far as the high temperature. Now, tonight we will cool down into the 30s. In fact, we're 39 this morning, and there's very little change in temperatures around this morning. Everybody's in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Even Mount Vernon's at 37. But tonight, a little cooler, about 35 degrees here in the city. And then tomorrow, we should really clear off. I expect sunny skies and 58 for tomorrow afternoon. Now, after that, the warm-up continues. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, up to 65. And then on Thursday, the next weather system starts to move in. Another storm will come out of the Great Plains and right across Mississippi and Alabama. So rain will be developing on Thursday, especially in the afternoon, high in the upper 60s. And most of that rain will be Thursday night, as a cold front comes in, and then Friday we cool down a little bit, a few morning showers, about 60, and the weekend looks good with sunny skies and about 62 for both days. So we're going to get the rain over with this time on Thursday.
About time to have a nice weekend. Yes. I mean, we've had, what, two or three in a row where it's been nice during the week and rained on the weekend. This weekend, you think we get the nice weather?
Going to get it over with, and looks like Thursday afternoon, Thursday night will be the rainy time here for the week.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams checking in. 737, yeah, more than 270,000 people, they're saying, right now without power, even as far as northeast Alabama. Those reports from the snow and the entirety of the snowfall total for even the mountains of North Carolina and Tennessee, which is about a foot of snow, they got it in one shot here on this last storm. Beautiful pictures coming out of there. Once again, beautiful if you didn't have to go anywhere and you could just kind of settle in. But
and towns like that are so not prepared for that. That's why the airport situation is the way it is. It's a ripple effect.
1,700 flights either canceled or delayed right now. So if you're leaving Mobile, if you got to connect through Charlotte or something like that, double check before you do it. Yeah, the highest snowfall total I saw was Whitetop, Virginia, on top of the mountain there. It's 2 feet of snow.
Do you secretly want to be there just to...
Yes.
I do.
I like that stuff. 738, time to check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, not a bad start so far this morning across the Bayway and the Causeway from the 1065 split now towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. I-10 range line out towards Theodore Dawes Road. You've got some radar, so watch your speed. But from Airport, Schillinger, Moffitt, and University, also as you're traveling Spring Hill and Dalton at 65, no major backups or delays. Hobbytown, USA, and Mobile. On the corner of Airport and Schillinger Road, you're one-stop shop for everything fun for Christmas. They've got drones starting at $23, from telescopes to Gundam plastic models and model railroading. Get them what they want at Hobbytown, 633-8446. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, I talked to Tulane University economist Peter Ricciuti on the state of our economy today. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hello, I'm Tamara Petrie. Whether you're buying or selling a home, I have the skills and experience you'll need to get the most out of your next real estate transaction. Call today, 251-689-9880. You'll be glad you did.
Tulane University economist Peter Ricciuti predicts that the United States will continue to kick tails and take names. But, he says, that will start again after these silly tariffs finally go away. Peter offers insight into how the U.S. economy is doing, drills down into the economy of the Deep South, and specifically, the oil and gas businesses that are so important to our region. Finally, based on the stock market, Peter says we'd better get ready for a wild ride next summer. For more, listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
741 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Monday. Let's check in with our buddy Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about this week. It had big inventory last week. This is good for Santa if he's looking for a particular vehicle.
Absolutely. You know, we sold a bunch last week. Matter of fact, we had probably one of the biggest weeks we've ever had in December last week, but we still had got plenty of inventory. We got more coming, so we're in good shape.
Well, let's talk about that inventory, too. You were talking about some trucks last week and some third rows and cars that really had the perfect price point.
You know, actually, we got four diesel trucks in, which was hard to find. We got a 2008 2500 HD Chevrolet. We got an F-250 Crew Cab Lariat four-wheel drive Ford, obviously, and we got two Dodges.
All right. Let's talk about options for financing.
Options for financing just get better and better every day. You know, we got credit unions, we got banks, we got finance companies, we got local lenders, and we got lenders scattered around the southeast.
All right. Give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West of Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry. All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Now, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Want to remind you, there is a child missing right now. The story is originating out of Jacksonville, Florida, as authorities have issued a missing child alert. They are looking for 15-year-old Tylea Hayes. She was last seen in the 200 block of Riverside Avenue in Jacksonville. She's described as having black hair, brown eyes, and is 5'5". She also wears glasses. Investigators are not sure they say is where she may be going or who she possibly could be with. But if that name sounds familiar, if that description sounds familiar, please call 911. We are crunching the numbers of the new Alabama education budget presented in Hoover last Friday, and that budget could top $7 billion next year. The $272 million in excess tax revenue transferred to the state's Advancement and Technology Fund back in November will be split between K through 12 and higher education the very same way allocations were split for fiscal year 19, that budget. So what that means is $198 million for K through 12 and just under $74 million for higher education institutions. K through 12 school officials must submit a plan, though, for spending that money to the State Department of Education before they can receive any of that funding. But here's great news. The money can be used for facility repairs and maintenance, classroom instructional support, transportation costs, for the purchase of educational technology and equipment, and for school security measures. The funding will not be automatic. State lawmakers must appropriate this money during the upcoming legislative session, which does not start until March of 2019. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Do you need a golf cart?
Do you want a golf cart? Then check out the Cart Doctor at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore. They've got the brand new 2019 Yamaha and the Star Street Legal Carts. Do you have a golf cart that needs repair? Cart Doctor repairs all models with their own body shop and full service mechanic. Plus, you can find all models of used carts or even rent a golf cart for football games, weddings, Halloween, Mardi Gras, and, well, yes, golf. And Cart Doctor will pick up and deliver too. They're the only full-service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Do you have something specific in mind? Cart Doctor will custom build your cart just for you. So for the new 2019 Yamaha golf cart or Star Street Legal carts, repairs, service, used carts, and even rentals, see the Cart Doctor, 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A body is found near a boat ramp in Santa Rosa County. The discovery was made in Jay Sunday afternoon near the Terrell Landing boat ramp. We're told the victim is an adult woman. Her identity has not yet been confirmed. An Alabama mother accused of killing her baby and putting the baby's body in a hotel freezer is now asking for a lower bond. 36-year-old Amanda Oakes says she was high on drugs when her baby died. Her bond is currently set at $400,000. Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa finished second in the Heisman race with the most points ever for a Heisman runner-up. The trophy went to Oklahoma quarterback Kyler Murray. Tua will face Kyler again later this month. Alabama and Oklahoma meeting for the Orange Bowl playoff game December 29th. Freezing temperatures are making a return. Several shelters are opening in our area, including the Salvation Army in Mobile, which opens anytime the temperature drops below 40. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Ho, ho, and what can I do for you, young lady?
It's more what I can do for you this year, Santa.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, I noticed you've added a few more elves this year and all this expensive camera equipment.
Indeed.
And I understand you had to build a new daycare onto the barn to accommodate all those new fawns this year.
Yes, Dasher and Prancer went a little crazy over spring break.
Santa's workshop is a bundle of ever-increasing liabilities. I'll bet you're paying too much on your commercial and business liabilities. Liability coverage.
I've called a couple of places, but they haven't gotten back to me yet. And I get excellent cell coverage in the sleigh. It's so frustrating.
Call Jack Green in Mobile at 344-5393 for a same-day quote on your business insurance.
You think Jack can save me enough money so I can buy Mrs. Claus this diamond earring she's been wanting?
Just one.
She got a piercing while they were in Daytona.
Oh, my.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack.
344-5393.
7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. Time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. For the second straight year, an Oklahoma Sooners quarterback is your Heisman Trophy winner.
The 2018 Heisman Trophy is awarded to Kyler Murray of Oklahoma University.
Murray beat out Alabama's Tua Tagovailoa and Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins for the award.
I've worked my whole life to fulfill my goals, and you know, but at the same time, man, I know there's a higher power looking down on me. He enables me to do all things, and you know, for that, I'm grateful for the many blessings that God has blessed me with.
Murray won the Heisman with 517 first-place votes and 2,167 total points, and Tagovailoa was the runner-up with 299 first-place votes and 1,871 points. It's the most ever for a runner-up in Heisman history. Third place was Haskins with 783. Now, for most of the season, Tagovailoa seemed destined to win the Heisman. That's until Tua's only bad game of the season against Georgia in the SEC championship game. That's when Tua battled through injuries and went 10 of 25 for 164 yards, one touchdown, and two interceptions before an ankle injury forced him out of action in the fourth quarter. Murray, he ended the regular season with the highest quarterback rating, second highest completion percentage, second most passing touchdowns, and the third most passing yards among all FBS quarterbacks. Oklahoma's produced seven Heisman winners since the award's inception in 1935. That ties the Sooners with Notre Dame and Ohio State for the most all-time. But two in the title have their chance to get revenge on Murray and the Sooners. The two teams meet in the Orange Bowl on December 29th for the right to play in the College Football Playoff Championship game. There was one FBS game played on Saturday as Army beat Navy 17-10, winning its third straight game against the rival midshipman and its second consecutive Commander-in-Chief's trophy. Army put together an 82-yard touchdown drive on the opening possession and then controlled most of the game from that point on as Navy's offense struggled to find success. Navy's season ends with a 3-10 record, while the Army Black Knights are now 10-2 and headed to the Armed Forces Bowl to take on Houston on December 22nd. The Auburn Tigers announced their next offensive coordinator late last night. The Tigers announced they've hired Memphis offensive coordinator Kenny Dillingham to the same position. The 29-year-old replaces Chip Lindsey, who recently left Auburn to become the offensive coordinator at Kansas. According to the news release, Auburn head coach Gus Malzahn will be the team's primary offensive play caller next season, although both Dillingham and co-offensive coordinator Cody Burns will be involved. Dillingham has spent the past three seasons at Memphis. He was elevated to offensive coordinator this season. Some positive news for South Alabama football fans came out on Friday. AL.com reported that University of South Alabama trustees have authorized a $75 million bond issue to pay for construction of the campus stadium. The measure was recommended for approval by the Board of Trustees Budget and Finance Committee, and the full board approved it on Friday. And the high school football season also ended Friday in Auburn as the Super 7 wrapped up. To start on Friday, the UMS Wright Bulldogs shut out Deschler 52-0 to win the Class 4A state championship. The Bulldogs have now won back-to-back 4A titles and 8 state titles in school history. Next season, they move up to 5A, so the road will get a little bit tougher for Coach Terry Curtis and the crew.
That's right.
In 2A, Fife beat Luverne 21-19, and in 6A on Friday, Saraland fell to Pinson Valley 26-17. Earlier in the week, Central Phoenix City won the 7A title, Mars Hill won the 1A championship, Flomaton won the 3A title, and Central Clay County beat Vigor by 1 point to win 5A. 7:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
I'm sure more discussion on this and the Heisman and everything football coming up tonight at 7 for Sports Night.
That's right. Corey LeBounty, James Dennis, and myself will be talking about the Heisman Award. We'll be talking about a whole lot of stuff. Auburn's new offensive coordinator, Urban stepping down. We didn't get to discuss that last week. And then we got 6 bowl games starting up this next Saturday. So plenty to talk about on Sports Night.
7 o'clock tonight. Check it out. 7:52. We'll be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Hey, good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center off of Old Shell Airport and Dolphin at 65, still finding delays. Schillinger and Airport, Moffitt Road out towards Mary G. Montgomery School. Also, you're seeing some heavier pockets of traffic, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Coming in from Spanish Fort near Eastern Shore Center along 181 and 31, you've seen some radar, but no wrecks in the roadways. Create lasting family holiday memories by traveling to the Gulf Coast premier Christmas tree farm. It's Fish River Christmas Tree Farm in Summerhill. FishRiverTrees.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy today. Will be chilly with temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
7:55, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. This is the congratulations headlines. Got two of them for you. First, Katie Boyd Britt, the newly named president and CEO of the Business Council of Alabama, is the first woman to serve in this capacity. She is currently chief of staff for Senator Richard Shelby. You'll recall Bill Canary served as president in this role for 15 years and accepted a position as senior fellow at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. This after some of the BCA's largest members withdrew because of dissatisfaction with his leadership. Britt grew up in Enterprise and served as president of the Student Government Association at the University of Alabama. She also earned her law degree from the University of Alabama School of Law. She starts her new job January the 2nd. So while the high school football season may have ended one game too early for Sarah Land, there's much to be proud of in the world of academics. Congratulations to Doug Sullivan. Any relationship?
I don't know. I mean, we're all, you know, probably.
Okay.
Probably somewhere way back in.
He is a senior who has fought adversity in his personal life and stiff-armed his opponents as a Spartans football player to earn a whopping $25,000 scholarship to college. And all of it was a surprise. He thought he was attending a regular school assembly, you know, those boring assemblies. Mm-hmm. Well, listen to this. Only 7 high school students nationwide are awarded the $25,000 Bridging the Dream scholarship awarded by Sally May, who says a scholarship recognizes high school juniors and seniors who excel in academics, athletics, community service, or school activities. At the age of 12, he lost both his father and his grandmother. When finances were running short, he had to leave his mom and siblings and live with another family to finish high school. His academic success, he's got a 4.14 grade point average. Wow. He's set to graduate with honors. He's captain of the Sarah Land football team. He leads the team in tackles. He volunteers as a coach and mentor with the local youth football league. He assists with the Special Olympics and takes part in the annual Shell Chemical Cleanup Day. His quote, "I'm grateful for my school counselors who nominated me. The scholarship helps me make the dream of college a reality." Congratulations to Doug Sullivan Sr. at Sarah Land High School. Go Spartans, go. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, let me edit my prior statement. Yeah, we're related.
I thought you would retract that.